got a man. She feels so sad. Want the world to know just what her blues is all about. The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart.
Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. Good. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. This is Brown on Cleveland. No gossip, all talk, and maybe just a little bit of drama. And today, we're going to talk about the Cleveland Plain Dealer, although some people may refer to it as the Cleveland Plantation. But anywho, let's talk about their editorial department, which is led by a woman named Elizabeth Sullivan. Although some people call her Lizzie, I'm going to call her Lizzo, Lizzie. See, because Lizzie is a tad bit dizzy. Her name is Elizabeth Sullivan. And the reason why I'm going to focus the podcast today on Elizabeth Sullivan is because I truly believe that old Lizzie, that she has an issue with strong, firm, black, beautiful women. And I sent Lizzie and the editorial department of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, a notice, a message about why they are so hard on African-American colored black women. And maybe it's not the entire editorial staff, but old Lizzie, Elizabeth Sullivan, she definitely has something to do with it. You see, because every time there is an election, the question that we should be asking as the black community is why old Lizzie refused to support the efforts, the work, the education of the strong black woman. Some people may say Elizabeth Sullivan reminds them of Karen, but I'm not going to say that because Elizabeth is simply Lizzie to me. Now, there are a host of black women that Elizabeth Sullivan has literally dogged with her dogmatic attitude towards black women in leadership positions. You see, we can start talking about Angela Stokes. We can talk about the Maisha Hedden. We can talk about Gail Byers. We can talk about Pinky Carr. We can talk about Gail Sparks. And the list goes on and on and on. We can talk about the Grace Sisters. We can talk about Ashley Evans and so many more. The question is, Elizabeth Sullivan, well, Lizzie is what I call you. What is the issue or the issues with you and black women? Is it because black women will not cow down to your shiggity boo, your nonsense? Is it because you fear the strong, beautiful black woman? Or is it because you're probably like Missy Ann of Roots and how she treated old Kizzy when Kizzy gave her a cup of water? I just want to know. I want to know what is the problem. See, here's the issue. The Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland Plantation is not the only newspaper in town. You see, because Brown on Cleveland, we do own the Brown Report newspaper. And from here on out, let this be a message for old Lizzie and the Cleveland Plain Dealer that every election season, we are going to warn black women who are running for office to stay away from the Cleveland Dealer, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Cleveland Dealer, the Cleveland Plantation, the Cleveland Dealer Plantation, and the editorial group of Elizabeth Sullivan. As of this day, old Lizzie, I am asking you, what is your problem with African-American women? What is it? Because I believe there's a lot of jealousy, a lot of envy, and a lot of spite. And whatever your issues are, you don't have a right to write about us. You don't have a right to talk about us, because when you do, and if you do from here on out, then the Brown Report newspaper will challenge you and talk about you too. Now, my name is Kimberly F. Brown, a Brown, simply Brown on Cleveland. And I know what you tried to do to me, but it didn't work, because I'm still that Black woman with a MPA who will run circles around you, Lizzie, any day. This is Brown, simply Brown on Cleveland. And our issue is with Lizzie, of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper. Black women, Black woman, you have been officially warned by Brown on Cleveland. If you're running for public office, do yourself a favor, stay away from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. My name is Kimberly F. Brown, a Brown. This is simply Brown on Cleveland and a Cleveland Punch Back Moment Movement. Thank you.